Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Lamed Chet, Chapter 38. This is a pivotal chapter in the Book of Iyov. God appears to Iyov. What will God tell him? We know from the introductory chapters that God considered Iyov tam v'yashar yirei Elokim v'sar meira, wholesome, upright, God-fearing, and shunning evil. Iyov was a prosperous man with a large and beautiful family. In the heavenly tribunal, the Satan, the adversary, suggests that Iyov only worships God for success. First, his family and possessions are destroyed as a trial. And then he is personally tormented as a trial. Iyov accepts God's verdict initially. Hashem Natan v'Hashem Lakach yihi shem Hashem mevorach. God giveth and God taketh away. May the name of Hashem be blessed. However, when Iyov is suffering more intensely, he does start arguing that there is no justice in this world. The friends who came to comfort him claim that Iyov sinned, and he must have sinned terribly to have such terrible torment come upon him. And that is the reason for his suffering, because God runs the world by obvious rules of justice and recompense. His punishment is a payment for sin. Then Elihu came and presented his views. He was a new person, a younger person who came to argue. He claimed and argued, number one, God is beyond human comprehension and has awesome power. Two, all of God's actions are just and good, though we may not understand them. Three, everyone gets what they deserve, somehow, in this world and the world to come. And number four, oftentimes suffering is not a punishment, but a means to awaken man to a journey of repentance and come closer to God. We discussed Rabbi Jonathan Sachs's view of Iyov, that despite the presence of injustice in this world, humanity still has faith in God. And many Holocaust survivors and those in the Holocaust had faith in God despite the craziness and evil that they saw around them. And on the flip side, Rabbi Sachs says, it's amazing that God created man with free will and majesty that could be used for good and evil, but that God has faith in humans that overall they will do the good and the just. The Book of Iyov proves that God's faith in Iyov, and as a corollary, all of humanity, was justified. But also, we're allowed to ask questions. Throughout all of the speeches, everyone is struggling with the question of theodicy, God's justice in this world. Iyov was unhappy with all the theories that the friends proposed, and was stung by their strong indictments of his moral character, i.e., they constantly claimed he must have sinned gravely, and that's why he is tormented by God. And Iyov constantly lamented that he wanted to present his case to God directly. Now, finally, God appears. What will God tell Iyov? Will God explain to him everything? God enters the picture, And just like the other responses, God's begins with the word Vayan, and he responded. But God is not just like the humans. God comes out of the whirlwind, out of the tempest, to answer Eov. Vayan Hashem et Eov min ha-se'ara vayomar. Then the Lord replied to Job out of the tempest and said, Mi ze machshich eitza v'milim bli da'at? Who is this who darkens counsel, speaking without knowledge? Ezor na chegever chalatzecha v'eshalcha v'hodieni. Gird your loins like a man. I will ask you, and you will inform me. Eifo hayita bios di eretz, haged im yadata vina. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Speak, if you have understanding. Misam memadeha kiteda, ominata alehakav. Do you know who fixed its dimensions or who measured it with a line? Alma adanea hotba'u omi yara even pinata? Do you know who set its cornerstones or where its foundations were set? God is telling Eov that Eov is speaking without real knowledge of the universe. God asks him, where were you when I created the earth, when I stretched the heavens and the earths? And the whole chapter speaks about God's ineffable power in creating the earth, the sea, the day, the night, the rain, the dew, the ice, the constellations, the clouds, the lightning. In short, God says he created the universe and the secrets of nature. And who is Eov in comparison to that? Now, this is not a direct answer to Eov's question of his suffering. Eov is asking, why am I suffering? And God is telling him about his awesome power. Where have we seen something like this before? We've seen a similar theme like this when God comes to console the Jewish people after the destruction of the first temple. In Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 44, the chapter that begins the cycle of consolations that we read after the 9th of Av, the fast day to commemorate the destruction of the temple, God's message to his nation is this. We're reading Yeshayahu Perek Mem, Isaiah chapter 40. Nachamu, nachamu ami, yomar elokechem. Dabru alev Yerushalayim v'kiru elea. Ki mal'at zva'a, ki nirtza avona, ki lakcha miyad Hashem kiflayim bechol chatotea. Console, console my people, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her, for she has become full from her host, for her iniquity has been appeased, for she has taken from the hand of God double for all of her sins. Bnei Israel, the Jewish people, who experienced the horrible destruction and near annihilation and exile of the Israelite population in Israel, were devastated and wanted an answer to their suffering. Will God comfort them with answers? No. God comes and says they will get double consolation because they suffered double. God's answer will be similar to the answer Eov receives. In the end, Eov is going to receive double possessions and a wonderful, beautiful family. And the debate is going to be, was it double children or just that the children can never be doubled? That is not a doubling, but the fact that he had children again is a great present to him. When Bnei Israel, when the Jewish people were suffering after the destruction of the temple, and God answers them in this chapter, Isaiah chapter 40, God details his power in creating the world. He does not give reasons for the extensive destruction. We know from other places in Tanakh that it was because of idolatry, but there still is a mystery as to why it exactly had to happen to that generation. Many generations were sinning. In Yeshayahu, God responds, right? We're seeing a parallel between how God responds after the destruction and how God responds to Eov. Nimadad b'sha'alomayim v'shamayim bazeret tiken v'chol b'shalish afar ha'aretz v'shakal b'peles harim u'gva'ot b'moznayim mitikenet ruach Hashem v'ish atzato yodienu. We're doing verse 12 and 13. Who measured water with its gate and measured the heavens and measured the dust of the earth and weighed the mountains? Who's his advisor and informs him? Now we're doing verses 25 and 26 in chapter 40 in Isaiah, in Yeshayahu. Ve'el mi tedamyuni ve'eshve yomar kadosh. Su'u marom eneichem ura'u mi bara eile. Hamotzi b'mispar tzva'am lechulam b'shem yikra. Merov onim ve'amitz koach ve'ish lo ne'edar. Now, to whom will you compare me that I should equal, says Hashem? Lift up your eyes and see who created these, who takes out their host by number, all these constellations. He calls by name because of his great might and because he is strong in power, no one is missing. God also answers Bnei Israel in their moment of terrible torment and suffering after the destruction of the temple. God answers that I run the world and I control the constellation and no one is missing. I care about everyone and everything. God doesn't explain why it happened, just that God is in control, and that is the nechama, that is the comfort. The comfort to man after tragedy is that the tragedy was not random. The suffering was not random. Life is not random. The destruction was an act of God. Just like the destruction happened, the consolation will happen as well. But God did not explain himself. And the same is for Eov here. God is telling Eov, you don't understand the world and its intricacies. But I created the world and I'm in control of the world and know that I run it. And that is your comfort. And the next chapter continues God's answer to Eov. Let's see if it continues in this vein or changes. Thank you for studying together L'Ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Zvi Yosef.